107.9 FM.
Download the Fresh FM app on your Android phone, tablet to listen to Fresh FM
anywhere in the world.
To download, go to Google Play Store and App Store. Search for Fresh FM Nigeria. Select the icon, tap, and install for free. Follow the on-screen instructions, complete the installation, and get our content anywhere under the sun in real time. The Fresh FM radio app is all in one. You can listen live, watch us live, see our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram posts, and news updates. The Fresh FM Nigeria mobile app can be downloaded on Android and iOS. As you use the Fresh FM app, review and rate our app. We're available 24/7 for more updates. Thank you for choosing Fresh as the best with Oakrest.
Tó ní borí àrùn mọ́lẹ̀ bọ́yẹ ṣe borí ooru àyíká tó jíire ní ṣàtọ́kùn fàlàáfíà ẹ̀jẹ̀ ká tọ́jú ilé ká tọ́jú ara wa ká sì tún tọ́jú àyíká wa pẹ̀lú káàrùn àtàìsàn ó lè ba jìnà sí wa. Fresh FM ló ní ìmọ́tótó ṣe pàtàkì.
Táyọ̀ bá sọ pé kò dúró jẹ́ ìwọ tètè yára sọ fún òwúwe ìrọsẹ́ ẹ̀yẹ tó sáré bí àṣàkóso nílé ayé ẹ̀rọ kò tó dún bí tìkìnì ugò sí nínú igbó. Fresh FM ló gbòde araba ńlá ló wọlé wa nípa òmìnira wa gángan ní baba ńlá o. Tó bá jẹ́ ẹ̀tọ̀ tó máa kọ́ lórí ẹ̀tọ̀ tó fún ní láyọ̀ ẹ̀tọ̀ tó mọ́nú wa dùn ẹ̀tọ̀ tó mọ́ rí wa mú ẹ̀tọ̀ tó má dé wọlé ajé ti bú báyìí jẹ́
Fresh 107.9 FM. Professionalism nurtured by experience.
It's a beautiful Monday morning right here in the city of Abeokuta. You're welcome to the show. It is the platform of Nigeria's number one radio station, Fresh 107.9 FM. Abeokuta. My name is Genga Oreshego, and yes, I'm the man you just have to love. And on the platform this beautiful morning, we shall be looking in the area of drugs. Okay, because the cost of medication has gone up in the country because of the high cost of the US dollar. And yes, we are aware of the travails of the Naira following the removal of the petroleum subsidy. And the cost of drugs has gone up. And people have been lamenting big time. Just recently, a certain gentleman went viral, and people did not even take it easy on him. They said, he belongs to a certain political party. But really, I don't know what politics has got to do with the way he was complaining about his travels concerning the sudden increase in the price of his own medication. Now, this is what he had to say. Take a listen.
Nigeria government, you people should come to our rescue. For we will get asthmatic patients. We will say we cannot afford this. You people need to call this company back, called GSK. Before, this teletize for we will get asthma for this Nigeria. This teletize is about 8,000 plus. But because say this company don't pack come up for Nigeria. Look at now, I'm at the pharmacy. Plenty missing this 52,500 Abba. Betuli Yela, where would they buy 2,000 before? Because say this company where the position for Nigeria don't come out. Now, Betuli now don't enter 8,500 for Nigeria. Please, Nigeria government, you people should come to our rescue. For we will get asthmatic patients. We be say we cannot afford this. I'm of my salary, 45,000 naira. And me now, I'm of taking this. I must be taking this. Federal government, you people have to come to our rescue. Please, on behalf of all the people that they asthma, please, you people have to come for this. Please, I am begging, because without we taking this, we can't beat, we will be dying anyhow. As many people go, they die. But I pray that should not happen in Nigeria. Please.
Yeah, that was a concerned Nigerian. Okay, yes. An asthmatic patient complaining bitterly about this issue, about the high cost of drugs, high cost of medications. Now, the issue of high cost of drugs in Nigeria is in fact a very serious matter that the government needs to find an urgent solution to. For instance, like the GSK, like he talked about, you know, according to reports, we heard that they packed up and left Nigeria. And because of that, Nigerians now have to pay higher. Yes, Nigerians now have to pay higher, you know, to get their daily, you know, drugs, essential drugs. Because the companies, even the companies producing drugs in this country, you know, they have ingredients that they have to import, and therefore they have to source for dollar one way or the other, which is by now, you know, it is scarce, by the way, to bring in these ingredients. And because they have to pay higher to get this, to bring these ingredients into the country, everything will then, you know, the cost of this will now be transferred to the consumer. Now, the question I'm going to ask you, okay, when I throw open the phone lines, is the question I'm going to ask is, with the high cost of drugs right now, will you be willing to consider using alternative medicine or traditional medicine, better known as agbo or herbs? Is it even safe to consider traditional medicine as a substitute because of the high cost of drugs? Because the rise in the cost of medication in Nigeria has now become so scary. And I'm not talking about a little increase, or I'm talking about double increase, or if not triple the price. Because some of my friends who have ulcer are lamenting, and they are even scared of running out of medication that they have, because to buy another one will be a tall order for them. Now, according to the National Bureau of Statistics, Nigeria's inflation rate as at October 2023, you know, stood at 27.33%. This is like the highest since August 2005. Now, the persistent trend in inflation has been a key driver in the rising cost of various goods and services, and that includes pharmaceutical products. The inflation, the devaluation of the Naira, you know, it has had a significant impact on the healthcare sector, you know, leaving many Nigerians struggling to afford essential medications, you know, for conditions like ulcer, for asthma and other chronic illnesses, you know, which is just sad. The implication of this price hike are now far-reaching, and it is crucial, yes, very crucial, for us to address this issue in a thoughtful and informed manner. So right about now, I am joined right here in the studio with pharmacists who are learned in this field, you know, to make us understand this crisis. Right about now, we have pharmacist Giwa Babajide right here in the building. Pharmacist Giwa Babajide, thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
Good morning.
And also, we also have pharmacist Eni Lolobo Temitope. Thank you so much for coming into the studio with us.
Good morning.
Yes.
I'm happy to be here.
Yes, so happy to be here, to see you as well. Just last week, I was having a conversation with, on air, okay, on Freshly Pressed in the morning, our flagship program in the morning. So, he said that he would want a situation whereby the government would even do some sort of a palliative, like a subsidy for pensioners, for the old people in Ogun State, for the aged in Ogun State, whereby the government would subsidize their drugs because of the high in the price of drugs right now. So that maybe if you get a drug, let's say maybe a drug that costs maybe 80,000, you know, the government pays maybe the larger chunk, and they get to pay probably 3,000 to get those kind of drugs. Not just for pensioners, but for the aged in Ogun State. And I felt like, yeah, it's in Ogun State, the Ogun State government, you know, we are big boys, we have the money. You know, when it comes to IGR, yes, we are like, when it comes to, and then maybe first one, two, three in Nigeria. So I think that it's something the governor can actually do when it comes to doing it for the aged. But pharmacists, we have seen the recent trend, you know, in the hike in the prices of medication with so many people, just like the insert I played earlier, you know, men, people lamenting on social media, complaining bitterly about this issue. And they're talking about how dangerous it has been, you know, it has become, especially people with chronic illnesses like ulcer, like asthma, like high BP and all of it,
diabetes.
You know, diabetes and all. And it is just discouraging. And I want us to analyze this issue. You know, first, how bad the situation has become. And also want us to, what has led us to this point? And how possibly we can get out of this situation. Now, let me start with ladies first, okay? How would you say the devaluation of the Naira has impacted the role of pharmaceutical companies? You know, the role they play, most especially in setting the prices for essential medications in Nigeria. The devaluation of the Naira, how is it affecting pharmaceutical companies when it comes to, you know, for price?
Okay. Thank you very much for that question.
Yes.
Well, Nigeria as a country is highly dependent on importation of products. Like about more than 70% of what we eat, consume, or take are mostly imported.
Okay.
And even indigenous companies depend on raw materials that are gotten outside the country to make manufacture drugs too, as either active ingredient or excipient, because the one here are not even enough. For example, when cornstarch, for example, is used as an excipient in making drugs. Cornstarch in Nigeria is not enough, even for the, what is it called, the agriculture, the livestock people to use, not to talk about for production of drugs. So they have to really depend on, importation of all this, and which increases the cost of production and also reduces the revenue generated at the end of the day.
The revenue for the pharmaceutical company.
Yes, exactly. For the pharmaceutical company. It has worsened the situation of the pharmaceutical companies and also their revenues. And then, because number one, they have to, the high cost of bringing the product in. The number two is the port duties. They pay a lot. And those things, I think, from what I've found out, are calculated based on dollar.
Yes.
Also, logistic, bringing the petroleum products are very expensive now. Also, this, because of this inflation, high in price, the purchasing power has really reduced. And a lot of companies are running at a loss due to expiry. Have a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Expiration.
So, you know, our drugs expire. So those are the factors. Another thing, and all these factors has contributed to the high increase in cost of drugs. Also, it has caused inflation, hoarding, scarcity, and non-availability of some drugs. There are some products that the company does not even have. And just like you have said from the onset, you said GSK, and some of them.
Yes.
That is another thing. Some of the companies have left. Some, I hear, there is a particular that has stopped marketing some of their products here in Nigeria.
Sanofi.
Even this name, this detergent, there is Omo and Sunlight now. From the company, they are no more marketing it in Nigeria. And some are even working on going. GSK has left. Some want to follow that trend, so they want to be cost. They are running at a loss.
At a loss.
Yes. So these are some of the factors that the valuation of Naira has causing. And that is why most the cost of drugs has risen.
Pharmacist Gilbert Babajide, what are your thoughts on this issue?
Well, my colleague has said a lot. Nigeria being a consumer nation. Because of the fact that we bring so many of the raw materials for the production of these drugs, we bring them from outside, and because of the fact that the government, successive governments in Nigeria, they have failed to plan ahead of time. That's the reason we are facing this kind of a situation that we are facing right now, and it's a very, very dear one indeed. A situation whereby people cannot have good access to health care. You know, drugs, medications are the backbone of healthcare delivery.
Once,
yes, you can make diagnoses, you can make every other thing, but when the drugs are not there, when the drugs are not readily available, what do you make of it? Everything is failed. So for us to now be going through this kind of a situation because of the for the fact that the devaluation of the Naira, because of the fact that we are a consuming nation, we are not producing much, and the price has to go up, I think is a very, very dear situation in the country, and the government needs to do something.
Something drastic. Something drastic needs to be done. So, in the meantime, pharmacist Gil, would you say that as at now, would you say that there are government initiative in place, you know, to address the rising cost of medication? And if there are none that you know, what would you advise the authorities on the best way to go? What would you advise?
Well, to the best of my knowledge, the present government is trying as much as possible to bring up the value of the Naira. For some weeks now, the Naira has been rising against the dollar.
The dollar.
Even though it has not...
gotten to that point, exactly.
The impact is near zero. It's still very, very insignificant. But I believe the government is doing something about it. Once the Naira keeps rising against the dollar, I think Nigerians can start looking at better days ahead. But the situation we found ourselves is a very, very dear one. And for me, I think the government is doing a lot, but they need to do more. Because we are talking about people's health, a healthy nation is a wealthy nation. So if the people in Nigerians are healthy, of course our economy will grow. If Nigerians are sick, the economy will fall back. So I think the government needs to do more as far as the medication is concerned. They need to help the pharmaceutical industry, especially the indigenous ones.
The indigenous ones.
Yes, because these are companies that we could actually proudly call Nigerian company.
I don't know any.
Emzo.
Okay, Emzo is a Nigerian.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Fitzin. Fitzin is also.
Okay, Fitzin. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we need the federal government to come to the aid of these companies by providing them with the necessary Forex for them to bring in these
like some palliatives and all
palliatives. Exactly. And the Nigerian government also needs to invest more also in our research. See, for example, my colleague here just spoke about corn starch and cassava starch. These are things that are used as excipients.
What is the
excipients? They are just additives.
Okay, additives.
Yes,
okay.
Additives for drugs. Okay. They are not the main constituent. They just bulk it up or to make the drug palatable.
Okay.
You understand? So these are excipients. So, for example, Nigeria is about the largest producer of cassava in the world.
Okay.
And go to India, see what India, a country that is not even producing cassava, what they are doing with cassava starch. As far as their pharmaceutical industry is concerned. But why is it that Nigeria is not doing anything? It is because of the fact that Nigerian government, they are not investing in research.
In research?
Yes. Yes. And the Nigerian Pharmaceutical Research Institute is there. Nigerian Institute for Pharmaceutical Research, they are there. They should be well-funded. We have people with capable hands in those areas that can come up with the research so that pharmaceutical products will be readily available.
Is it the pharmacist buddy, okay, Pharmaceutical Company of Nigeria, Pharmaceutical Council of Nigeria, do you try to reach out to, you know, the authorities that be, like the Minister of Health, you know, the President, you know, to have that kind of, to persuade them in the area of research, in this area?
Well, the for the Pharmacy Council of Nigeria, they are there to just manage the professional aspect of the profession. But if you
so, who should champion this cause?
I think everybody. Yes. We should not wait for any government agency.
Because I'm surprised we have lots of universities. Yes. You know the. I don't know the research they do in those universities. I do not know.
When the money is not there, the government should try as much as possible to include the private sector as far as research is concerned. You see, it is the private sector that should drive research in every country. Every country that are making headway in scientific discovery and the rest of that, many of them are championed by the private sector. And you see, the private sector is structured in such a way that if they are not making any gains, they are not going to put their money down. So something needs to be in it for them, for the funds for research to come out with. You see, tech fund cannot do everything. USAID cannot do everything because these are the international organizations that help the research in most of our universities in Nigeria. But I think the government needs to dig deeper. You see, because the health sector is a big sector.
A very massive.
It's a very, very big one. Because, you see, if an average Nigerian will first of all look at his health before even thinking about food.
Sure.
Because when you are not healthy, you can't even think about food.
True.
You understand? The food will not go. So it's like that's the reason we need to read. The government needs to dig deeper. They need to, you know, to think out of the box so that Nigeria will be able to you know, move away from this year's situation.
Okay. All right, do you have something to add, subtract to something?
Yes, I have some things to add. Actually, for me, even though the government is really trying, this particular government is really trying, but there are some things that they still need to put in place. Like provision of infrastructural facilities. Electricity is a major problem of Nigeria, and it is needed for production.
True.
Good roads, good water, all those things needs to be available. And just like my colleague has said, our senior colleague has said, you need to empower indigenous companies. And how they can empower is providing all these basic facilities, electricity. Okay. In fact, the government can actually create a hub where companies are in. Just like we have one, Agbara.
Okay.
A lot of companies are there.
Yes.
And channel a lot of electricity, good, you know, make all these facilities available for them to use. Also, another major thing is reduce taxation, multiple tax. It's too much. And it's really, it's killing these companies. The tax, the government, OGM, the state will come, federal will come, different industry, they are too much. They should reduce it. Because as long as all this taxation keep increasing, it's going to fall back
on the consumer,
on the cost of the drug, which the consumer will suffer
have to
from.
Pay for.
So that is another thing. Another thing is reduce the cost of petrol. I don't know how we can do it, but you know, logistics, transporting, just like I said, transporting all these materials
from
one place
to the market,
and even after it's a finished product, a lot of companies use sales rep. They have sales representing that carries the product to the retailers, the wholesalers, to the consumer. The cost of petrol is high. And most of them have cars that they use in carrying all these things, logistics. So government needs to reduce. I don't know how it can be done.
Some sort of subsidy.
For this, so that it will be, because as long as the price of petrol is increased, it will still fall back on the cost of drug, and this is what is making insecurities too.
Okay.
Problem, just like constant, like we talked about, availability of more materials. A lot of these things are grown here.
Yes.
But the insecurement problem.
Yes.
A lot of farmers are even afraid
to go to the farm.
To go to the farm. And these things they have, because when these resources are not available, we have to source for it elsewhere. And that's where we go out of the country to import them, and which even increases our costs.
Our
costs. Okay. I think with all this, the government.
All right, let's look at the long term, the potential long term consequences of the current economic situation in the healthcare system right now. If not tackled in time, what would you say are like the potential long-term consequences?
It's like what you just said.
Without trying to scare me, because I saw the way you had to shake your head. I got a little scared.
It's not about scary. It's about seeing things the way they are, and seeing it the way it is. It's a very, very bleak. It's going to be very, very bleak. If the situation is not tackled on time. If not tackled on time. Now we have, just like the excerpts that you played the other time, someone is actually making noise, that someone is actually shouting out to the government that the government needs to do something. You never can tell how many people that are actually in a shoe.
True.
Yes.
I know.
Even worse.
I said I have plenty of people who are ulcer patients that are my friends.
Yeah. Because the government needs to do something, you know, drastic, so that we'll be able to avert something that is very, very dangerous in the future. Because, when the citizens of the country, when they are not healthy, it doesn't spell well for the country. It doesn't spell well for the society. So we need to be healthy. And these are some of the government needs to come in as soon as possible to come up with some palliative. You see, let me tell you something. You see, when the federal government decided to start giving subsidy for petroleum the other time, I think they did not get their priorities right. If the federal government had decided to subsidize health, subsidize education, I think most Nigerians would not be thinking about the removal of petroleum subsidy right now. And of course, the government have come in one way or the other to subsidize healthcare by way of national health insurance, which has actually trickled down from the national to the state. So it's not a state thing. So it is something that I would advise people to actually subscribe into, because health insurance scheme in the Western world, people don't joke with it. Okay. People don't joke with it. So it's like people need to subscribe, and we need to do a lot of public awareness for our people to know that these are some of the things where they could actually benefit from. For example, the gentleman that was talking the excerpt the other time. Well, we know because of the fact that GSK has actually moved out of Nigeria. I think since August, they have moved out totally from Nigeria. I think things would have been fairer for him if he had subscribed to
NHIS.
Yes, because it would just, all he will need to do is just to pay 10% of whatever it is that he's buying. The federal government will
pay.
The government will do the rest of the payment. So we need.
And there are many Nigerians who are not even aware of the NHIS. So you want to quickly maybe educate us about how people can enroll into NHIS, because I try to look at the as a pensioner, and you know the paltry some of the pensioners even get. I know some pensioners who even get as low as 5,000, not 10,000, you know. And if, for example, someone who gets 10,000 and is asthmatic, you heard what how much the asthma drugs, the inhaler, the Ventor and stuff like that, how much it is right now. Now, for someone who wants to now get the NHIS, how do you enroll in stuff like for people listening right now?
Well, for the NHIS, for people listening within Abeokuta right now, all you just need to do is to go to the state hospital hospital Ijayi here to subscribe. And I think the premium is ₦1,000.
₦1,000?
Yes. I think, yes, to the best of my knowledge. I think it's ₦1,000 per month. And I think with that, I think it's not too much.
It's not too
much. It's not too much.
Although it could be too much for some
persons. Yeah, for some persons.
But if you look at the thing you're going to get at the end of the day, All right, we need to go on this quick break, okay? And when we are back, probably open the phone lines. Just like I told you earlier, the question for today is... will you be willing to consider using old traditional medicine, you know, better known as Agbo, or, you know, or herbs? Is it safe to consider traditional medicine as a substitute now that drugs are now, the price of drugs is now up there? Would you consider to say, we can't buy this, let's just take Agbo? Now we have pharmacists right here in the studio. They'll also tell us why you should take Agbo and why you should not take Agbo, because I always say that pharmacists don't like Agbo sellers. I don't know. We need to go on this quick break. We'll be right back. Don't touch that radio.
IAS 168 hours unique promo. Lagbede Agbala Awura. Emi taye elese meta mo ti ra temi. Lati le ko wara le o le do ni le lori.
Ya, eyin temi patapata 168 hours unique promo la pe o ile agbalawura to wa ni koja OGTV labe okuta ni mile 8 one plot of land wa tele la nta ni 750,000 naira amo lowo yi o ti di 650,000 naira pelu adiye nla meji to tobi gan ati ilarin rice apo iwo to ba ti ra eka kan wa gba malu nla kan ati bag rice kan December 9 ni ago meji la oru ni 168 hours ma pe o ti e ba ti sanwo emi taiwe lese meta na mo ma wa lori ile yen emi ni ma fun yin lebu yin e pe wa sori ago 091 390 11255.
And we're back on radio. If you just joined us, it is The Platform. We're talking about the high cost of medication in Nigeria. How do we get out of the woods? Now, we have right about now, we have pharmacist Giwa Babajide right here in the studio. And we also have pharmacist Enilolubo Temitope. Thank you so much for joining me in the studio to have this conversation with me. So if you're to advise the Pharmaceutical Council of Nigeria right now, the PCN, on how to handle the issue of fair competition and pricing in the pharmaceutical industry, what would you advise? Let me start with the pharmacist Anila Lubo.
Okay. sorry, the question is,
yeah, like, how would you advise, you know, the PC and the Pharmaceutical Council of Nigeria? You know, they regulate the pharmaceutical industry. Now, when it comes to issue of fair competition and pricing in the industry, what would you advise them?
Okay, the first thing I would advise is to reform and regulate the drug supply chain.
Okay.
Like, on open market, there's a system called the open market, okay, whereby unlicensed persons have access to drugs.
Okay.
This should be shouldn't be discouraged.
Should be discouraged.
The channel for drugs should be, there should be a pathway, okay, that licensed people like pharmacists,
okay,
will be the one to distribute, to handle drugs.
Okay.
And I think that will help us in to make it easier.
Okay.
Because all these people too, they are the
for
ones
for fair competition.
Yeah, for fair competition. They are the ones determining the price. So most of them has access to these drugs. They keep it in their warehouse.
Oh, really?
And when there is, they are the ones that even causes the scarcity. After causing scarcity, they are the ones that will tell us the price to even sell. Because they are the ones that have it in their stores.
True.
You understand?
True.
So when the government or the regulatory bodies make sure that these drugs don't even get into their hands in the first place, that the distribution system, to how it gets to the final consumers, okay, is sustained, and how do I want to put it now? Is sustained and the licensed people are the ones distributing. I think it will help
for fair competition.
Yes,
here.
Yes.
Do you want to add to that?
Yes, thank you very much. I think in 2012,
okay,
or before then, the Nigerian government actually, through the Ministry of Health, actually came up with the National Drug Distribution Guideline.
Okay.
Yes, but unfortunately, the guideline has not really been adhered to. It has not really been enforced.
Okay.
And that is the reason we still have the menace of the open drug market within Nigeria. As my colleague has said, of course, we are not saying that we are not shying away from having investors,
okay,
in the pharmaceutical sector. Of course, we need investors there, but we need investors who are true, who actually have the sincere interest of the citizens at heart, and who are going to
not those who are just profit driven.
Yes, not people that are just profit driven.
Okay.
That they just want to make. You see,
as just want to
said,
make money.
We have some of them that actually cause this artificial scarcity.
Okay.
Yes, because many of them. Yes, and okay, we are in December right now. Of course, the norm is normally in December we should be expecting artificial scarcity. Because of the fact that we are going into a new year, nobody knows what the dollar is going to say,
yes,
against the naira again. So many people tend to hoard some of these products,
okay,
and start selling. You know, and there will be inflation of this particular these drugs,
okay,
within the market. It will be very, very scarce. Then the prices will shoot up.
Okay. Now let's talk about the elephant in the room now. The alternative medicine, traditional medicine, herbs. I asked that question, and I'm going to ask Nigerians, okay, so that when they get to call in, would you be considering traditional medicine, okay, now that drugs are now way up there, you know, would you be considering traditional medicine? But Nigerians may be forced to look in the way of traditional medicine, you know, and better known as herbs, agbo, you know. But as a pharmacist, yes, I know you don't like agbo sellers, I know that. But how safe is it for Nigerians who will now be thinking in that direction? Because I don't know which agbo an asthma person wants to use. Maybe one they have attack. Do you have to? I heard that there are some that you have to inhale. I don't know. I don't know how that one works for an asthmatic patient. I don't know. But is it safe? How safe will it be for Nigerians who would want to say that, okay, since I can't afford this, should I take agbo now? Anyone who can start.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yes.
To be honest with ourselves,
yes,
before the advent of the orthodox medicine,
yes,
what is being used are these agbos,
the traditional medicine.
The traditional medicines. And you see, medicine is about knowledge. It's about what works, what is empirical, that you're seeing that this thing is work and is safe.
Okay.
Well, I think the government, both at the state and the at the federal level, they have come to accept the fact that there is no way, if we really want the healthcare delivery system in Nigeria to thrive, that there is no way we just have to embrace traditional medicine as well. As I speak with you, to the best of my knowledge, even within the Ministry of Health in Ogun State, a traditional medicine agency has been created.
Okay.
And the government is actually spending a lot of money on it. What we could actually just plead with them for is for them to continue to encourage this particular scheme.
Okay.
You know, in so many countries, especially the Asian countries, they have embraced their own traditional medicine.
So with the traditional medicine, it could help in research as well.
Yes. Mm. Yes. You see, most of these tablets we are using, many of them came from all these herbs.
They are refined.
And that's the reason I kept hammering on the fact that the government needs to involve the private sector to come up with the funds for research.
Okay.
We need to do a lot of research on some of these drugs or some of these leaves and herbs, so that it will cushion the effect of the orthodox drugs that we are using. Once we come up with all this research and we found out that these things are safe and they could be used, and we come up with the dosage for them.
That is the
real issue there.
Limiting.
Because
you don't even know the rate at which it is effective and becomes a poison. That is safe.
Because every drug, even the orthodox drug, every drug is a potential poison.
It's a potential poison.
Yes. Every drug is a potential poison. What makes it safe is the dosage. How well are you to be able to tailor the amount that should be used within the safety limits for the pharmaceutical for the physiological function of the body. So that's exactly what we also need. We need a lot of research.
And most of these drugs don't have controlled release. You know, they just, once it gets in there, so if you take too many, it could just hurt you.
Yes, if you take too many, it will the concentration will spike up within the body, within the blood system, and it will the patient will start eliciting some adverse reaction.
Okay.
So that's exactly what we are trying to preach against
for the traditional medicine.
So it's not as if we are totally against it. No, traditional medicine has come to stay.
Okay. Now,
that in school we actually did traditional medicine.
Yes.
I believe you should.
Not against it. The only thing we are against is the dosage.
Because there was a medical doctor, he went around Nigeria and was collecting samples of Agbo herbs, you know, traditional medicine from different states of the 36 states of the country, and realized that this Agbo, that there are poisonous substances in them. And we see people, when you go to garage parks and all, we see, even in our homes. Yeah, I know, growing up, my mother would say, hey, take this, you must be full. You've taken too much sugar this week. Oh, you have to take this cup full. And these were the things that we grew up with. There were some that they would tell you, oh, you take heat and all. But you're talking about the dosage here. So we need to let Nigerians know that you're not, as a pharmacy, you're not against it, but on the dosage. Okay. All right, let's open the phone lines. Okay. Nigerians, will you be willing to go in the way of traditional medicine now that the cost of drugs is now way up there? Would you be willing to go in the way of drugs? Would you say that, okay, let me take Agbo, no matter how bitter it is, though? The numbers to call is 0815-432-1079. 0815-432-1079. Or 0818-111-1079. Who's going to be our first caller? Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning. Olabode is ready.
Yeah, what's your name again?
Olabode.
Okay, Olabode. All right, Olabode, talk to us.
Okay, you asked a question. Hello?
Hello, I can hear you.
Okay, now, you know, if we because the negative effect of fake drugs in our circulation can't just be overemphasized.
Okay.
It's what, in fact, let's see the unaffordable huge increase in the prices, especially when it comes to the secondary and tertiary health complications.
Okay.
Like we said earlier this morning, that the best thing you can actually do for yourself at Nigeria right now is to take good care of your health.
Hmm.
Don't afford to even fall sick at all. Forget it, but just take good care of it. If it is rest, if it is taking food, all these things are not that expensive. Just take care of your mental health and your physical health, because the rate we meet there in the hospital, it is something alarming. Now, sure. Beyond that, this is another angle to it.
Okay.
You see, when we are talking about the tertiary and the secondary health complication,
okay,
I think we can marry it with this. I don't know what we've discussed earlier. We've discussed of how hard drugs are being smuggled into this nation.
Okay.
Because most of these complications, especially the secondary and tertiary complications, they are, I stand to be corrected, they are one way or the other traceable to a long-time addiction to the consumption of these illicit drugs.
Illicit drugs, okay.
So, because if someone taking it, before you know, kidney will start breaking down, liver will start breaking down, they become an asthmatic. But the point is, even look at how these people, when they apprehend these people.
Okay.
Money, when we talk about in the tune of money, millions of naira, it's a cartel on its own.
Hmm.
So, which I really think government should do something all about right. it, and they are doing enough. Then again, you read the report of GlaxoSmithKline crime.
Okay.
When they said one of the major challenges they are facing is probably the proliferation of fake drugs. And without doing some sort of ethnic profiling. Eh? So, don't let me ruffle shoulders. Don't let me ruffle shoulders.
Anyway, thank you. Let's allow others be a part of the conversation. Let's allow others be a part of that. Now, he talked about fake drugs. Now, because of the hike in the price of drugs at the moment, fake drug peddlers will be thinking of exploiting the situation. Some young folks will say that they want to cash out in this regard. Now, how will you advise the government and the people listening right now? Because when you say, instead of taking this one that is really expensive, someone is selling all these drugs, one chemist somewhere, how would you advise the government on reduce ways that they can, or maybe the Pharmaceutical Council of Nigeria, on ways to reduce, this business, or to stop this business of fake drugs, of people, and also for Nigerians. How do you identify
a fake
drug?
Okay.
Is it by the price? Okay, once it is expensive, that means original. Once it is cheap, that means it's fake. Tell us about that.
Okay. Well, for me, measures that can be put in place. Thank you for that question anyway. That can be put in coupling the effect of fake drugs is, number one, reminding the regulatory bodies of their duties.
Of their duties.
All hand must be on deck in fighting this.
Hmm.
They need to be reminded, and there must be, for anybody caught in the act, there must be punishment. It's because most
serious
of the time,
punishment.
Serious punishment. Mm. It's because most time when people do it, they get away with it. Nobody is punishing anybody, and that is why this thing.
So there are no consequences
for bad behavior.
Mm.
Another thing that government should try is, or even companies should adopt, is the adopting the mobile authentication service. That's the MS, where when you take some drugs, you see some numbers.
Okay, where you can just send a text to say
that to help authenticate.
Okay.
If a drug is good,
it's fake.
Then another thing is that people should stop too. Because on the side of our people too, a lot of people want cheap things.
Would you blame them?
I won't blame them. No, there are some products that... Okay, for example now.
Okay.
You want to get... Before, Augmentin was sold for like maybe 5,000 something. And you went to somewhere, Sha.
Yes.
That they are selling it for you. Something that is 5,000 something, you are getting at the rate of 3,000 something. You yourself should ask yourself that: is this drug really what they say it is?
No, because some would say that for the person to sell it at 5,000, maybe the person wants to
make
huge profits.
No, for drugs like Augmentin, the highest, all of us, we have a backup that we use.
Okay.
The difference is just little. Maybe somebody is selling 5,000. Another person can sell 4,800. But you won't see 3,000 naira.
Okay, like a 2,000 naira difference. You should.
That one is a lot. And that one is a signal. Then you should be careful.
So price differentiation should also...
A lot of people will think that, I make a mugman. You know, there's a saying, any wafa. Oh, wowful. And that is the... And also, there's this other thing I want to say. Okay, I've talked about the mobile authentication service. I think
another thing that we need to do is to, whenever the citizens wants to buy their drugs, they should try as much as possible. This is what we have been advocating for over the years.
Okay,
they need to go to the registered pharmacy,
not a chemist,
not just any chemist. You see. You need to go to a registered pharmacy and ask to see the pharmacist there, because you see, of course, we are still doing a lot as far as the National Drug Distribution Guideline is concerned.
Okay,
but that has helped in a lot of ways in curbing the menace of fake drugs. You know, because you now have a particular channel where the drugs are asked to pass through, and the drugs could actually be traced. And that's exactly what the federal government is actually working on right now, in collaboration with the Pharmaceutical Society of Nigeria. We are looking at how we could come up with traceability of every drug. Every drug that gets to the hands of the consumer must be traceable.
But do you think the pharmaceutical system in Nigeria, do you think it's over-regularized?
Well, pharmaceutical system in Nigeria.
You know, Pharmaceutical Society, Pharmaceutical Council. You know, don't you think it's over?
You see, Pharmaceutical Society of Nigeria is an association of pharmacists.
Let's speak of this call. Hello, good morning.
Sorry. I wanted to add. It is the height of hypocrisy.
Okay.
I don't want it to sound as if I'm hurting and I'm adding a bit of political dimension to it, but we can't just do without it. So, and it is the height of hypocrisy that, you know, when you do the profiling and you check the list very well, you will realize that it is this same set of people pushing these drugs, bringing it into the system, having their own fellow compatriots by way of bringing in or, you know, being fake drug pushers within the system. And they will be facading, pretending to be another, you know, they will be pretending as if they are doing another sort of business. But that is the actual illicit business. It is this same set of people that will be shouting the most vehemently.
But we don't have facts to back that up, though. We don't have facts to back that up. Okay, but anyway, because our time is fast spent, let's talk about your strong point, pharmacoeconomics. Okay, if this particular drug is too expensive, this one is still fair for you to, you know, to speak to us about that. In the area of generic drugs,
yes.
How can Nigerians who would say, okay, I'm not a part of, I don't have an NHIS or thing, okay, how can I go about as an asthma patient, this asthma inhaler is too expensive, as a pharmacoeconomist as well? What would you advise? What would you recommend for people like that? Most especially for the aged, for people suffering from chronic illnesses.
Okay. Thank you very much for that question. Like this thing that you played before we started this. If I was going to advise the guy, I was going to say, if you cannot afford, Ventolin inhaler.
Yes.
You cannot afford Cerevit. There are other brands you can use. There are other brands that are cheaper, that you can use, and they are very safe and effective.
And not fake.
They are not fake. They are produced by either indigenous companies or even brought in from other companies. Yes. You understand? It's the reason why these products are expensive. It wasn't that expensive before. Yes. It was because they relocated, they moved out of Nigeria. So
there are other pharmaceutical companies that produce this.
I still have some in my pharmacy. I won't mention the brand, that you can come in, and people have been using it, and there's even for Cerevit that the person was saying it's yes. There are other brands you can. So for people that cannot afford innovator brand, one thing about people is that they don't like to change.
Oh,
and when
okay.
people come to my pharmacies, they be like, hey, I can't afford this. I'll be like, there are other ones. You even give it to them. I know I'm used to this one. This is what
oh,
I
the
do.
Doctor said I should.
This is the brand, but the you cannot doctors. Afford it. Rather than not use, why not get a generic brand that will still work the same way. Just that one might work faster than, but okay. it will still work because they are made with good materials too. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. So rather than not, some people, that's another thing now.
So
some
it is
will go,
the customer, the consumer that will just say that, no, it is the doc. My doctor said I
some
must
of
stay
them
on
are
this.
Like, and some of them are like, their body is used to one particular drug. Yes, okay. I used to get a lot of that.
Are doctors responsible for this attitude from
yes,
patients?
Yes, I would say to some extent they too are.
They are responsible.
Because sometimes they insist on a particular brand.
Yes.
And when that brand is not available, they will tell the customer not to buy it, which is very wrong.
Which is wrong.
Because, in fact, I noticed that sometimes there was this particular, there was something that happened recently.
Yes.
The person was looking for this particular brand all over Abeokuta and couldn't get. And when she came to her, I told her, you cannot get this brand. It's not possible.
Why not take this? One?
It contains the same thing just like that one. Why not take this? And she was like, no, this was the one that the doctor said. Okay, go and tell your doctor. At the end of the day, she came back.
That's a serious allegation. And doctors,
I think in addition to what she has said, I think the federal government,
yes.
through the Federal Ministry of Health, should make it a policy
okay.
that brand names should not be written as prescription again.
Yes.
That's another one. That's a big one.
Brands should not be written as a form of prescription again.
Just tell them,
any brand available. Just make sure you get to the pharmacy, ask for the pharmacist, and the pharmacist will do you right.
The pharmacist will determine, based on your pocket,
you can bring that different sample. So it is you that will now pick,
now
I can afford
choose.
This, no, I can't afford then take this, it is all equally good too. So
I think that will save a lot of money for the patients. And of course, it will also encourage many of our indigenous companies to go into all this. I do not see any reason why a company like Fitsin or Emzo cannot come up with a like of Ceritide or Augmentin and the rest of that.
Okay.
I think even Fitsin has a brand of, they have their own brand of Augmentin.
Okay.
Which is working very well.
Which is working. Yes. And it is pocket friendly as well.
Pocket friendly, yes.
So I think
I'm not advertising for Fitsin.
But I think it is really, really important, okay? And the doctors, you know, I'm sure not all doctors do that. Let's be fair.
Yes. Yes.
It's not as if all doctors actually say that, hey, you must get this particular. But the ones that do, it's a serious allegation. And I think the NMA should actually look into this regard. Into this situation, not national resident doctor. They should actually look into this regard that doctors should not. And I think our lawmakers should maybe pass a bill when it comes to this issue that doctors should not write the brand names. Okay, except maybe some doctors are working for those brands codedly. You know, to just I shall off my mic, right?
I think so.
But anyway, thank you so much. I've been speaking with pharmacist Giwa Babajide and pharmacist Enila Lobotemtokwe. Thank you so much for coming to the studio to have this conversation with me. We'll be back again on Wednesday for another interesting conversation. My name is Gbenga Oreshegun, and I am the man you just have to love. We'll be back again. But remember, keep your FM down plugged on the radio down Fresh 107.9 FM at Abeokuta. Health is wealth. Health is wealth. Don't do self-medication. Very, very dangerous to your health. Don't do self-medication. Visit a pharmacist or visit the hospital. Yes, visit the hospital. Very, very important. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful Monday morning, and have a beautiful Monday. Good morning.
Broadcasting around the world, this is Fresh 107.9.
Yeah, only can only get. Oh, yeah, Jerry, SNJ. ma dule bere sani bet se ma gbori o awon sele to sele lori odo yala bola lafese gba ese kiko bole leyan lafejo gba lori concrete ta mo si tennis ere daraya ere sisa ati bi ati